Welcome to the Disney Hour Express podcast. I'm Abby.
And I'm Rob. We are two hopelessly romantic Disney enthusiasts.
Sharing fun stories, secret tips, and family travel experiences.
If you are a Disney newbie, or maybe a season pass holder, we hope you find this information helpful.
We turned our love of Disney into a unique boutique travel agency that books Disney and Universal vacations.
We've got a lot of stories, so cozy on up, choose your favorite drink,
whether that be a cocktail or a hot chocolate,
and enjoy the Disney Hour Express.
Well, hey, welcome to episode 63 of the Disney Hour Express. Did we decide, are they Potaneers?
I think you decided that.
Potaneers, welcome to the show.
I don't know. I think there still needs to be an idea and then a vote.
If you listen to the last episode, we were trying to decide what we would call Disney Hour Express listeners.
And if you didn't listen to the last show, what were you doing with that hour and 4 minutes, I think it was?
Terrible.
Of us talking about nothing.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Today is Easter Sunday, and we are recording on Easter Sunday. We're a little late. We had a super busy weekend, as always. Excuses, excuses. But we had a great day with some family here, and we're just squeezing in a little chitty chat.
Look, you were about... I'd say a half hour away from getting a Rob only episode. So consider yourselves lucky.
Really? Yeah. I gave him a 5 p.m. cutoff time. And guess what, folks? It's 4:39 p.m. He said, I will not be recording past 5 p.m.
Nope. So there we go. We got to fit this all in 21 minutes. Count it down, people.
I'm a sucker. Yeah. I'll be here later.
It'll be a little later.
Anyways, let's get rolling. There's some news over at Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I'm so excited for this. It's going to be so amazing.
You know she is.
I am. New characters were announced as part of the storytelling and immersive experience for the ride. Oh. You know, every ride has a few characters, but these are actually new. So they have Byhalia, and this is a beaver, and he's the builder of musical instruments. They have Gritty, the rabbit. He plays the washboard, and really, it's an automobile license plate because right there in the bayou, and they're just kind of like using whatever is around. They have, I think it's Bo, the opossum, and he plays the upright gore. He's a bass player.
Oh, all right.
And then Apollo, the raccoon, who plays the squeeze box. Rufus, the turtle, who plays a harmonica. And Timoleon, the otter, who's a fiddle player. Now, Laura West was the Imagineer who created these characters. And I watched her little video about creating. And she's so, like, very, like, modest. She's like, oh, yeah, I had the pleasure of creating these. Yep, just on a whim, just creating characters. So she wanted to include the most common animals found in the Louisiana Bayou. And the names are really, they did a lot of research about common names throughout the traditions in the area to come up with these unique names for the animals. So very, very cool. I have a prediction for sure.
Uh-oh.
We saw this past week that Disney Imagineers were riding Tiana's Bayou Adventure now. So they're the one in the orange vests and kind of like... deciding what's what and if it's looking good or if there really need to change anything. And if we look back to the soft opening and cast member previews of Journey of Water, which was one of the latest ones to open, the walls began to come down right in August with the cast member previews about that time into September. And then the soft opening for that was scheduled for the first 2 weeks of October. So that was kind of like this quick little turnaround, right? That's about over 2 months or so. Two and a half months. But as we know, like during that soft opening, it was really just like an opening. So my unofficial opinion is I think we are on track for a June opening of Tiana's Bayou. I don't know if you guys have been listening to the Disney news, but there's been all this news about June 10th. All these things are opening, like Communicore Plaza and whatnot. So I think maybe somewhere around June 10th, we're going to see Tiana's Bayou open. Just thinking. I'm just guessing. That's just my guess. Very unofficial. What do you think?
I think my new nickname for you is my squeeze box. Wait, can you do that one more time?
I cannot. It was a one-time deal.
What?
Yeah. What you got going on for us, babe?
What you got going on?
What you got going on?
So, you know, one of the things, and this was kind of like I said, our kind of subject of this week. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, because it's getting hot in here. Yeah, it's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in this studio.
Yeah.
And that's not just because of Abby's dance moves. It's going to be April as of tomorrow, right?
Yep,
probably. So when you're listening to this, it's going to be April. And it's going to be getting hotter. It's going to be hotter in Florida.
It's going to be wicked hot, man.
Wicked hot if you're from Massachusetts. stupid hot if you're from the streets, I guess. but yeah, down in Florida, it's just going to be...
disgusting.
Yeah, it's going to get hot. So we're all getting ready to make our summer trips. And for those of us that have chosen Disney as that particular trip...
What were you thinking? No, I'm just kidding. Great idea. But let's learn how to cool down. If you followed along with us last year, you would hear how I had some miserable experiences.
Oh, she did.
As I was just too hot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we figured it out and worked it out, and we're going to give some tips and tricks
and
all the good things.
So some of the things that we've talked about, some of them ad nauseum, some, you know, just in passing, but there's like certain kind of goes into the parent hacks of what you should be doing to stay cool in Disney. Right. You know, there's simple things like bring a battery powered fan, right? Mm-hmm. We do the neck fans. Those, the girls seem to like them. You seem to like them. I'm okay.
You know what? I didn't use them the last trip just because mine was broken and I don't think we had enough. But in any case, I hear you.
So we'll make sure we get you
we
one.
We need a new one.
I kind of was like, I like the cooling towel.
Mm-hmm.
Disney sells blue and pink cooling towels.
Yes.
And they're kind of just these things you wet them down at the, I think they're like $20 each.
Mm-hmm.
You wet them down in water faucets or water fountains with cold water. You kind of wring them a little bit, get some of the water out, and then just put it on your neck. It does, for me, it cools me down enough where I'm good. You're going to get your shirt wet. You're going to get wet, but I'm already wet because I'm sweating. So, you know, it's, you're hot. So that's just kind of, That's one of the things I like using. There's the misting fans that they sell. You could get them cheaper online and bring them into the park, right? You fill them up with water. You see kids holding them. The fans. Our niece Leela loves them. When she went down to her trip in Universal, that was like her favorite thing that she purchased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then there's just, you know, sunglasses. Putting on sunscreen keeps you cooler. Wearing a hat, you know, all these like simple things. Obviously, staying hydrated is very important.
Yes. Right? Hard to do.
Hard to do. We've talked before about, you know, freezing bottles of water. If you're staying at a place that has a freezer, sometimes you're just staying at a Disney resort and it only has that indoor, you know, refrigerator, you're not gonna be able to do it. But if you're staying at an Airbnb, freeze the water, or if you're a local, freeze the water, bring it in with you. It'll melt as the day goes on, and that'll be helpful.
Yep.
You also have water bottles where you could refill. There's refilling stations all over Disney.
Yes.
I think we named a bunch of them at one point. We have to find that episode to reference. But the other thing, the other big thing is that if you go to any quick service dining, like counter service.
Like a little kiosk.
Yeah, any of those places. And you just ask them for a cup of ice water, they will give you a cup of ice water. varying sizes. We've gotten like small little 8 ounce cups. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we've gotten like 12 ounce cups, and sometimes they've given us like a 20 ounce cup full of ice. Right. We're like, all right, this is, I mean, hey, why not? Let's go for it. So that's like a really big tip that not everyone knows. So that's something. They want you to stay cool because they want you to stay in the parks, right? It's advantageous for them keeping the parks.
Mm-hmm.
So now one of the other things, right? And obviously, like, this is kind of the duh of it all. The best way to get out of the heat, or the best way to beat the heat, is to get out of the heat.
Yep. Out of that sunshine.
Which isn't possible everywhere. Like, as Abby said, she was dealing with something. Hollywood Studios, it was kind of hot for her.
Brutal.
Yeah.
But also, let's say outside of Guardians of the Galaxy. Ooh,
yeah. That was tough. Mm-hmm. That was tough. There's a lot of rides and then even queues of these rides that are inside that are air conditioning.
That's right.
There's some that are outside that you're just there, you're dealing with it. Things like Slinky Dog Dash, you know, I just like off the top of my head, think of things that are outside that's just going to be a hot one. But what I wanted to do quick was there was a list, and then I'll go a little bit more in depth. I'm going to run down a list of each park and the ride that is kind of inside. I left some notes in it. I think, do you want to start off with the Magic Kingdom?
Sure. I you could do ready? That. Okay. I mean,
You want to pull it up? I'll pull it up.
I got it in front of me.
Okay. You start. Oh, let's hear
Rob's
Magic Kingdom.
Just like shoving it in the listeners' faces that he actually sent notes this week. Right. That's what this is about. Dude. He's never sent the 63 episodes that we have done.
Want to read some of the notes that I sent you?
I'll read some of the notes. So we're looking over at Magic Kingdom. We've got a lot of places that you can do some great indoor, that means AC filled activities, rides. So you got Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, which is fabulous because not only are you spinning, which is creating air, but you are in air condition, which is awesome.
Okay.
Casey Jr. Splash and Soak Station, Storybook Circus area. Now, is that still open? The Casey Jr. Splash and Soak Station?
As far as I can tell, it is.
Okay. So Country Bear Jamboree is definitely not open but they are redoing it and will be open soon. The Hall of Presidents is a good one. The Haunted Mansion, which I can give you a couple of tips of how long these rides are. Mm-hmm. So like Haunted Mansion's about 7 minutes of nice, cool, breezy air. It's a Small World is a whopping 11 minutes of cool, breezy air. Now, I do want to say It's a Small World, you're waiting in that queue and it is not really air conditioned because it's an open queue to the outdoors, but at least you're out of the sun, right?
Yes.
And as you're going along on the boat, it should be good. The Mini Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is a good one. Mickey's PhilharMagic, that's one of the longer ones, right? Mickey's PhilharMagic, you're looking probably in the 20-minute range of keeping cool. Does that sound about right?
Well, yeah, it does. So it's hard. So the Mickey's PhilharMagic,
it's
normally
11 minutes.
Yeah, but, it's 11 minutes is the movie, but then you're in that room for like 5 minutes.
Right.
It's also air conditioned and where you get gets kind of tight because
it gets tight.
But it's a high ceiling and stuff. So
Yeah. That's right. Because they kind of scoot you in there to wait. You got Peter Pan's Flight.
did I have a note on that one?
It said gross. Pirates of the Caribbean, you got about 9 minutes of like coolness on that ride, but the indoor queue is cool because it feels like you're under like in kind of a basement-y area. Mm. Like the materials that it's made of, that queue, it keeps everything very cool. Space Mountain, always amazing. Nice whipping around in the air, and I like the queue because it's indoors and it's cool. Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid. We've got, let's see, that's a 7-minute ride. That's nice. Again, that queue is very nice. You start Like most of the queue is indoors, but there is some a little bit outdoors before the little waterfall and you get in. Carousel of Progress. That is, I know, I love it. And every year we just run by it. But I mean, you're thinking 22 minutes of pure air conditioning while people are just telling you a story. Come on. Not bad.
Yeah.
Enchanted Tiki Room. I mean, this one is nice too, but it does make you fall asleep. Not as long as you'd think, but I think to us, we thought it was really long. It's about 11 minutes.
Yeah, less than
right?
11 minutes, but yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of sums up some of the cool places in Magic Kingdom. Remember, if you're a mama and you need those baby station areas, those are nice and cool too, and that's like an actual room you would go into.
That is true.
That's what I got for Magic Kingdom.
That's what you got. So then over in Disney's Hollywood Studios, which we talked about, Slinky Dog Dash being not one of the cool rides, even though it's cool when when you want to get on the Slinky Dog and go for a spin, you're under the air. So in Hollywood Studios, there's for the first time in forever, right? And that's a good one because that's a nice, long show, right? So that one is,
yeah, that's a great one.
That's a good one. So that one is a, you know, a 30 minute
that sounds about right.
Yeah, 30 minutes of seated air conditioning. So yes, that's kind of like important, right? Some of the things are going on not seated, but this is like you're sitting down and you're cool,
and it's nice seating too. It's not that stadium style seating, it's theater seating.
Yeah,
nice.
You're sitting in theater seats, so that's like a big deal. Going back to my list, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is a ride, right?
I love that. The queue's nice too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You are standing for quite a long time.
Yeah,
before you
could
get
be
on.
Standing, and some of it's outside the queue, but as you get in, Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run, and is an indoor ride. So that keeps you cool.
Yep.
Even though in some of the tunnels, if you go in, once you, some of the tunnels, it gets a little, like the air is not working the best. And then sometimes you're in, like as you're getting in there. So anyway, Muppet Vision 3D, right? That's
a long one. That's 37 minutes.
It says 37 minutes, but right, a lot of it is you're standing before you get into the theater.
Yes, because they have like a pre-show.
They have their pre-show. Now, I don't know about you guys, just kind of sidebar. I always lose focus in that pre-show. I have no idea what's going on. Usually, like, the kids are getting cranky. They're like, I want to sit down.
Yes.
Like,
and they're, like, laying across the whole floor.
Yeah,
or something.
They're, like, laying down. And I'm like, don't do that. And, like, then the cast member's like, do not cross this yellow line. Mm-hmm. The automatic doors will open and crush you. That's not what they're saying. But anyway, Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith,
which is closed right now,
which is closed, but when it is open or in whatever, even if it's not,
if
with,
it's
Aerosmith,
not with Aerosmith,
it is a ride that is indoors. The Star Tours, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Star Tours, that's another one that has a it's an indoor ride. It's partially queued indoors. And we just, as you talked about in the Magical Minute, I think starting next week, three new adventures are opening them up.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's going to be pretty cool.
All sorts of things.
Yeah, Mando. You're going to have Grogu.
That's
not,
right.
No Lando, right, Lando? Lando just joined us. Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. Again, somewhat outside queue, but you go in, and that's a longer ride, too. Like, you're in that ship for a little bit, but then you're sitting down on a thing and you're going through, right? And then you're sitting down. Mm-hmm. You're looking at me quizzically, like,
I,
you
space
know,
out for a second.
Okay. Nice. Toy Story Mania, another one.
Yes,
that has a good fun. That has a good indoor queue.
Yes,
so that's a good one to get away from. And then Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Yes,
there is an outdoor queue, for, you know, as it winds up, and then you get inside for just a little bit.
Yeah.
Then you're in that basement before you get into the elevator, which is dark and cool. But again, that's a thrilling, thrilling, thrilling ride.
I love it. You know one we didn't mention about Magic Kingdom? Did we mention, sorry, just going back.
Yeah.
Did we mention Enchanted Tales with Belle?
You know what? We didn't.
As being a cool station. It's one of our favorite. Yeah. But I guess because it's not necessarily a ride, maybe we overlooked it. But that's 15 minutes of story time and cuteness.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They bring you in. That's another one that has a before the show kind of thing that we're kind of go into a room and you cool down. And
relax. Now Epcot has a lot.
Epcot. Oof.
Right.
Yep. Take it away.
Oh, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. All right. So over in Epcot, we got the American Adventure, which is in America. Mm-hmm. That's like a long one. It's like 30 minutes. And that's all like Celebration of America.
Yeah, it's 45 minutes.
It's 45 minutes. I've never done it.
Patriotic heavy duty break.
Yeah,
from
okay.
The crowd.
I like it. All right. I like what we're doing here. Canada Far and Wide, right? And that's in like the
oh, that's like that big thing, right?
Yeah, it's a circle vision, so it goes like all around you.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so you go and watch that and it's all inside. Bad news is there's no seating. You're just watching.
Yeah.
Oh. And what is that? What is that? There's a time on that. I think somewhere it says it's 14 minutes, but you're standing. But it's visually impressive. It's the same thing with like over in the China Pavilion.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So those are two places. The Disney and Pixar Short Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 17 minutes, 18 minutes.
Okay.
But you're sitting down. It's a good time. You're in a theater. It's dark. It's cool. But the animation's
nice place for Rob to take a nap.
But I'd actually want to see that animation.
We'd stay for round two. Got it.
There's Frozen Ever After, and that is a cool ride. Once you get indoors, the queue
is really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's dark and cool. And of course, our friends over at the Three Caballeros, they keep it cool. Mm-hmm. It might be hot in Mexico, but it is cool in the Grand Fiesta Tour.
I love it.
Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
That's pretty cool too.
That is cool. And that's one of those rides over on the way to that. There's misting stations that they've opened up and there's a lot more misting stations now in Epcot. And those are just kind of like, they're like these large kind of arm things that are sticking up out of the ground. They're like poles that are slightly more, bent, and they just mist water out to you. And
everyone right, they kind of look like boomerangs, but like in the coming out of the ground, like big ones.
Yes, exactly. There's the Beauty and the Beast sing along, and/or Impressions de France.
Yep.
Which is over in that theater that we saw.
Yes, yeah. So that was about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Nice.
So that's a good one. That's I took a snooze in there and that's a good time. There's a Journey into Imagination with Figment indoor ride.
I have to give myself a correction. That last show we were talking about is like 15 minutes to 18 minutes.
Okay, fair
my
enough.
My bad.
More than enough time for me to fall. So take a nap. There's Living with the Land, and then
20 minutes of just greatness. Don't fall asleep on this.
Yes. No. Don't fall asleep on that. Even though, that's a long one.
Yeah.
Right? And the
but
good
there
thing
are
is,
parts of it that are not cool. And that's because you're in the greenhouse. And you quickly go through those parts and then feel the fans again.
But you're sitting down. And the good thing about that is, right, is because you kind of just enter the land pavilion. And then you're just, it's cool in there.
Yeah.
Right? They're keeping it cool.
Yeah.
And so you're inside. The queue's totally inside. Yeah. And that kind of, even though it's not alphabetically, I'll skip the Soarin' Around the World because that's also in the land pavilion.
Yeah.
Nice. Another ride, sometimes it's a longer wait, but it's all inside and it's air conditioned.
So I had said to travel specialist Nikki, who worked over there in the land and in the pavilion, that like I feel like every time we're in that area, any small amount of time we spend just in the pavilion area, you always see like somebody in distress with a paramedic. And I said, what's that about? And she goes, because people get heat exhaustion and then they come there and then we have to call the paramedics, you know, because they're coming to get out of the heat and then they're what's happened to them is too extreme and they can't get better without getting hydrations and stuff. So
Stay there hydrated, folks. Stop at those quick service.
Those poor Living with the Land and Pavilion workers.
Yeah, right? They're also 911 workers, yeah, I guess.
They know how to do it. Anyways, continuing on.
There's Mission Space, which I guess is indoors, but if you want to upchuck your lunch. Yeah, you're going to like lose some hydration there. Reflections of China, which we just talked about, and has the circle vision. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. The queue is somewhat outside, but then you go inside for a little bit in a queue as well. And then the ride's obviously inside. Yes. And it's dark, and you're moving around, wishing around.
Love that ride. Can't wait.
The Sea with Nemo and Friends.
Yeah, this is always a nice, cool kind of hangout.
Yeah. The thing, I think a lot of the time what happens is that ride, you usually go on that ride first because it's like you walk into Epcot and it's right there.
Yeah.
And then it's usually a low wait. So you're like, all right, I'll go do this now when it's like the start of your day. But, you know,
Right. And then they have the whole area that you can walk through.
And after the ride, they have the aquarium where you go see and try to figure out where the dolphins are. We still don't
where
know.
Where are you, dolphins?
Now, the last one in Epcot is Spaceship Earth.
Oh, okay.
Which the queue's outside.
Yep.
But then when you get into the ride, it is cool inside that ball.
It is. It is.
It's cool. Again, it smells like crayons. It's old, but it's cool.
It is cool. And how long is that ride, actually?
Yeah, that one feels somewhat longish.
It does. I wonder. Spaceship Earth, 16 minutes.
16 minutes. So that's a pretty cool one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's over in Epcot. And then we have, last but not least, Animal Kingdom.
And so,
what do we have over in Animal Kingdom?
Well, we've got the animation experience at Conservation Station, and this is a really great place to, like, I don't know a better way of saying it, like, just loiter, like, just chew.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you catch a animator, you can catch them, you know, doing some animal work over in the animal hospital, which is attached right there.
Yeah.
It's just a cool area to kind of, you feel like you're just peeking into something, a different world, right? Yep. It's very cool.
And I remember walking in into that building and my glasses fogged up. So that's how I know
it was nice and cool. Yeah.
Went from the heat to the cool.
I love it. You've got Avatar Flight of Passage. Mm-hmm. That's a nice, cool place to chill once you get in the indoor section, right?
Yeah.
And it's a cool line. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yep. Nicely themed.
Dinosaur. I don't remember much about that area. It's been years and years since I've been over there.
It's kind of like, it's a very small queue outside, and then it goes inside to where you're like around the dinosaur bones and stuff. You're in a hallway.
Okay.
And then you go around the big Tyrannosaurus display.
Yeah, the display.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, yeah, so that's inside. And then obviously the ride's dark and inside, so.
Perfect. We've also got the Festival of the Lion King, which we did a big review on. No, we just said that we really liked it, but we skipped the review because we want to talk about some other ones. But that's a 30-minute show, and it's phenomenal. Go see it. Get there early. Chill. You have It's Tough to Be a Bug, which is no longer going to be Tough to Be a Bug.
Yeah, I don't know if it has officially closed, though. That's what I'm not sure.
Not that I know of. Not yet. Mm. But it's coming to it.
Yes.
But it is cool in that area. That's for sure. You got Cali River Rapids. I mean, if you want to get soaking wet, this is where you're going to go. Mm. Cali, I mean, it is a fun ride. It gets you nice and cool. And then you've got the Navi River Journey, also phenomenal. I think because it's a water feature, it feels just that much cooler too.
Because you're in a boat.
Yep. And you can't forget Finding Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond. That's a good way to cool down. 25-minute show.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
And that's sitting.
That's what we got over at Animal Kingdom.
They're sitting. So yeah, I mean, beyond that, there are, like, they do have cooling stations. Like we mentioned, kind of those misting areas around Epcot, and they've added more. I think there's going to be more coming. There's also in Magic Kingdom, there's over in Tomorrowland near Space Mountain is a cool scanner. And then they have the Tiki's over kind of near Aladdin and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are also our misting stations. So you can kind of cool off as you're walking. Epcot has a Cool Wash, which is near Test Track. That's also, they serve slushies there. It's where, like, the girls got the Coca-Cola slushies. Yes. Yeah, so you could get, you could check those out. Now, this is a funny one because Disney's Hollywood Studios, the list that I had pulled up, none of this stuff is, actually exists. So.
Well, and that that also says something because it's like the hottest park ever.
Yeah. And so I don't, I think there's just like, there's random spots where there's like water and then like a, like an old school kind of fan just blowing things out. But I don't remember exactly where those stations, if there's like, they call it like a cool zone or a station or anything. And then, yeah, then Animal Kingdom, there's like a ton everywhere. Like they have a lot of just water misting areas.
Yes, so. Especially like even when you're going like over to Rainforest Cafe too, that whole area is like a misting waterfall area. Yeah, it's really, yeah, really,
as you're
nice.
Walking through there, it feels good.
I know, I love that.
So that's a way to, you know, to beat the heat. The other thing is that it was the hottest times of the day, they say, right? Or between 12 and 6 o'clock. So that's when you want to like try to take some of these rides and go do them during those times. That's also why we suggest taking, we do a sit down lunch usually, right?
Absolutely. You know, that usually, is my big thing. Yeah. Sit down lunches. To
1 o'clock, give 45 minutes to an hour to like get off and cool down. And, and that's a big deal. So try to avoid those. If you're during the hottest summer months, the July, you know, August is hot, June, you know, May, it's please already. I'm sweating terrible. Just thinking about it.
I know. I know. We got to start prepping for it for sure.
Start training. I got to get into Disney shape.
That's right.
I'm just coming out of hibernation, the extra, extra poundage.
Well, we're also just experiencing our first like nice days here. Yeah. Starting to get there and hopefully it will continue on.
Very nice.
What else?
So what, you had something else you wanted to talk about, I think. What? There's the return of the...
pin trading.
With the cast members.
With cast members. All right. So this is my plan this year, guys. We always get caught up in the gift shops, and it takes a very long time for our littles to pick out the exact perfect, fabulous thing that they want. I am all for it, but at the end of a long day, woof, I do not want to be in a gift shop. So... I have suggested that pin trading be our thing this year.
The gift shops are actually air conditioned.
They are air conditioned. But again, end of day. I want to go home. I'm tired. So we've never done pin trading before, and I needed to know the ins and the outs. I had started last year getting them little pins for the things that they like because they're unique. And I looked at some of the rules. Most of the rules are from Disneyland, as pin trading has kind of, I believe, been happening there more. And pin trading is just coming back to Disney World in June, correct? Is that the June 10th or is that earlier? I'll have to look up the official date.
We'll have to just watch the Magical Minute.
But yeah, I know. It's like I tell the news these things and then it just goes right out of my brain. Hey, like it never happened. Can you believe that?
Pin trading here, buddy. Come on.
Oh, Landy's making some naughty Lando moves. So anyways, guests can make up to 2 pin trades per cast member per day. So if you see a cast member and they've got 2 pins you like and you've got 2 pins, you're like, you can do 2 per cast member per day. Cast members may not refuse a trade or require a guest to provide a specific pin as part of the pin trade. Oh. So that's important to know.
Okay.
Guests can offer a pin that is not displayed on the cast member's lanyard or training board. Now, that's kind of like this rule, unofficial, official rule. They don't want to have like 10 of the same Mickey in a sorcerer's hat on the pin board, but it does happen because, again, part of the rules of a cast member is that they really can't deny the trade. So monies, gifts, vouchers, or receipts may not be exchanged for a pin. Pins must be Walt Disney affiliated with a copyright Disney on the back. And these pins are, and just so you know, so you don't feel bad, because I would feel totally bad, that these pins are actually Disney's pins. They are not the personal cast members' pins. So don't feel too bad if you see a cool pin that you really want to trade for and you're like, ha, I got the pin. You know, I mean, it's cool because you got it versus the next person that comes along.
I like to know they're going to have that, though. That's the actual reaction.
I don't know. You never know. People are weird.
Sounds nefarious.
So, trading counterfeit pins is against the rules. But unfortunately, cast members, even if they know it's a counterfeit, are not allowed to say no. So as a guest, you really need to be aware of this, because there could be a board that the cast member has that's pretty much all counterfeit pins. And you don't want to be trading your authentic, expensive Disney pins mm-hmm. for counterfeit pins. It's hard. I mean, it could have a counterfeit, you know, Disney copyright on the back, and yeah. So I don't know exactly how you can tell what's counterfeit and what's not, but you should probably look into that. We should look into that just to know. Although I'm gonna say, if my kid finds a really cool pin and it's counterfeit and they want to trade, I mean, okay. What are you going to do about it? Because it's like your kid wants it, thinks it's cool, it's neat, it's a pin, and it is what it is. Yeah. But I can tell you, we're not going to be spending like $50 on one pin or something. We're going to keep it easy peasy if we can.
And they're like, don't you want a doll? I'd like to see how it takes. I just don't know. I think... They're already. Heidi asked us if we could go to Disney Springs on the last day so that she can spend all of the rest of her money at Disney Springs. And I was like, well, yikes. Okay.
Good luck to us. Exactly.
But hooray for the return of pin trading. That's a good thing.
What kind of news you got?
I got some news. Going around the parks real quick. This was a busy weekend.
It's a really busy. I mean, Lightning Lanes are selling out super quick. And, yeah.
Genie Plus was sold out. All weekend. Ouch.
What a hard thing to deal with when you're there. Yeah. And like, this is your vacation, like, that you've saved up for. And now you're in it.
But that's why, like, we'll tell you over and over again, like, don't, you know, this is a busy weekend. We tell our clients, this is, you know, April's
expectations.
Spring breaks are tough. Like, it's hard to go. And, you know, we try
They're
to tell
tough.
You.
Yeah. But you know what? I love it because it's like the weather is nice. It's really, really nice. Oh,
Lando.
I know. He looks at us so innocently it's still a fun time to go. If your expectations are like, okay, I'm not going to get every ride that I want in, and, you know, just have your dining reservations, know what you want to do, maybe even utilize time at your resort to see characters. Cause again, remember, characters come to resorts. So things like that.
Characters. One of the things about Tiana's Bayou that they just kind of, so over when it was Splash Mountain, there was a kids play area. There was a place, it was called the Laughing Place Play Area, where kids could go and run about. Yeah, I think it's the Kong. So they could go and play. They were hoping that construction was going to lead to a new play area for kids. And they said that no, it's the same old play area. They're actually removing the play area, and it's just going to be a seating area.
Oh.
Yeah. Weird. So, what are you going to do? No play area there.
All right.
Casting news. They are casting parts for the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular. So guess what? Surprise, surprise. Hocus Pocus is returning to Mickey's Not So Scary.
That's awesome. And you know, I was just thinking that it's almost time for them to announce when Halloween tickets will go on sale. And I'm so excited. I've got my finger on the pulse.
She does. That old scary trick-or-treating post. That's what she's got her finger on. So yeah, so they're casting for the Sanderson sisters right now. If you share any type of similarities to the Sanderson sisters, go apply for a job. Now, over in our friends over in Disney, over in Universal, right? The other park, as we call it. They have some casting news. They are casting performers for a parade, right? There hasn't been a parade other than the Mardi Gras parade.
Oh,
you know, they've had that, but outside of that, they don't have a regular parade. They have the one, the
Thanksgiving,
they have the Marvel one, but they don't have like a regular parade.
Oh yeah, but we snickered at Marvel.
Yeah, it was kind of they're on like ATVs. I don't know what's going on there. Mm-hmm. But so they're casting people for a parade. So they're looking for dancers and stilt walkers, right?
Okay,
which I find to be very interesting. What they're asking for, like, dancers must perform 32 counts of an upbeat technical jazz or musical theater routine.
Oh, so I wonder if this has to do with Epic Universe and things over there. Right?
Animated performers and stilt walkers must do a 360 degree turn with their arms out on stilts. So you spin around on stilts?
I can't spin around if off you can. Stilts.
Yeah, right. That's a tough one. So now you're asking, as you were saying, if it has something to do with Epic Universe, which isn't technically supposed to open until 2025.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the other one, DreamWorks.
DreamWorks Land? It could be. But if you do some, there is also some digging, right? So now here we go. And it's like Rob's conspiracy zone, or we're going behind the scenes. Over in the Mardi Gras tribute store in Universal, when it was open.
Yes.
They usually, on their way out, they have like an area that usually hints as to what, like, the theme of something, like that. It's like there's always a tribute store. There was a Jaws tribute store, Jurassic Park tribute store.
Yes.
And now it hints to like something else that's going on there. So if you go, there was.
Mm-hmm.
This display, it was of this guy called Baron Tonton, which was an icon for Universal's Mardi Gras. This guy, like, in a skeleton, he had like a hat, he had like a top hat and like an overcoat. And he's like, has his skeleton hands on a display table, and it has all these things. There's a VHS tape, tokens, strips of arcade tickets, game tokens, a cartridge, and membership cards for Mega Video Rentals. Right? All this stuff. So now they, the videotape had like, it's like really elaborately done. Like, it goes into detail. It's like for something that's called Time Ghost Again. And it even has like a description of the movie. Yeah. And it talks about like this, Gerg the Llama, and what? I guess that's like Gerg the Llama is a recurring tribute store character.
Okay.
Time Ghost and Gerg were referenced in the 2023 Halloween Horror Nights tribute store.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what was there before. All of this, right? All this kind of leads up to, everyone thinks that the parade, because it's going to be called the Mega Movie Parade.
Right.
That's what it's going to be all about, because obviously Universal has a ton of IPs for movies, and they think it's going to just be all about movies. And that's, and like, the big thing was that they, Universal has trademarked a wordmark for Universal Mega Movie Parade.
So okay.
That's what we think is going to be going there.
All right.
One of the things at the tribute store, there's a LED projection that they had during the Mardi Gras, and it was, it's like on the floor. It looked like you were kind of walking over a swamp, and like as if an alligator swam.
On
your feet. And then towards the end of Mardi Gras, you would occasionally see a giant shark go underneath your feet.
Yeah.
Like, thinking Jaws. So that's all these things people, it's Universal is crazy with like all these detectives that work and the conspiracy theories, and they do, like we mentioned, they have this whole map there. They kind of give hints as to what Halloween Horror Nights is going to be, what houses are going to be out there. And this also kind of leads into it. So they think it's all going to be the mega movie, Universal's mega movie parade. It's going to be coming to Universal. And that's in a place where it seemed like they were cutting back on so many things. But now they're going to add like a maybe a daily, you know, a couple of times a week parade. It's going to be a big deal.
That is a big deal. That's great. Cool. I can't wait. So, to see all that good stuff.
That is about it. That's all I had over here, folks.
That's all right. We totally did an actual Express episode. Yeah. Very cool. So,
Podineers.
Podineers. I don't like it. I know he doesn't like it.
I don't like it.
Thanks so much for joining us this week, and we'll see you next.
Family Travel Planner Production.